Governor Evers vetoed a bill last week that would have used about $65 million in federal COVID-19 relief funds to finance the purchase of two paper mills in Wisconsin Rapids and Park Falls. Evers said guidelines may not have allowed for the federal money to be used for the loans to a timber industry group interested in the mills, but he said he hopes to find another solution to reopen the facilities. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you live near or worked in one of those paper mills. Do you think the state should be intervening to get them open? Do you see them as important parts of your region's economy? What questions do you have about this bill? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Rob Mentzer is WPR's Rural Communities reporter based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Thanks.
You've been following these mills in Wisconsin Rapids and Park Falls for a while now. Can you give us a reminder of how they came to be in need of new ownership here?
Right. So the Verso Mill in Wisconsin Rapids, which is a 125-year-old mill there, went idle last summer and laid off 900 workers. So since that time, the prospects for and options for getting that mill back up and running has been of very high importance to like local leaders and political leaders and people in the region, because that is just a whole lot of jobs in central Wisconsin. The Park Falls mill is much smaller. But it's still accounted for about 180 jobs in that very small Northwoods community, and it had a different path where it had been in decline, and then it closed and reopened, and people were excited about a new ownership that was in September of 2020, and it just didn't work out. They have closed again earlier this year.
So now here's this new plan to bring both of them back into existence. Tell us a little bit about this plan, who's doing it, and why they were looking for some help from the state.
Sure. So, I mean, this has to be understood as a complicated proposal, and it's far from a sure thing. But the idea here is that a group of timber professionals, loggers, want to have formed a cooperative, and they want to use this cooperative to purchase and operate these two paper mills. Now, obviously, the paper mills buy a lot of forest products, and so that it accounts for a lot of jobs in Wisconsin in the forest industry, particularly the Verso Mill in Wisconsin Rapids, which was so huge. It bought something like 25% of the timber that is cut in Wisconsin in a year. So their idea is that as a cooperative, if they could run these paper mills, that there would be a market for their forest services, and that they, as a Wisconsin-based company, would have like a incentive to look at the long term and the health of these communities, rather than sort of the way we've seen hedge funds treat paper mills.
Now we have lawmakers passing this bill that says, hey, $65 million or so of loans to help this happen. Both parties, there's support from both parties there. Governor Evers says he likes the idea of providing these loans, but he vetoed this. What is the sticking point here, Rob?
Right. So the governor initially had proposed to pay for these loans out of federal incentive funds that would come from expanding Medicaid in Wisconsin. That is was not something that the Republican legislature was willing to do. Their bill that they passed would have paid for it through federal COVID relief dollars. And this is a debated matter, but there is at least a question of whether that is a legally allowable use of those COVID funds. So the governor vetoed that on the premise that there are other funding sources short of expanding Medicaid that now exist due to other vetoes that he made to the budget. His view is that the state has freed up enough revenue to put towards this. It remains to be seen whether he and Republican legislators will come to an agreement on that, but that is his theory right now.
So where it stands now is to bring this thing back online a different bill with a different, I guess, funding mechanism would have to go through the legislature. The governor can't just, I don't know, move some numbers around on his end?
Well, so in theory, the governor could just declare that he changed his mind and this federal aid is allowable, and he has unilateral authority to allot it this way. But like, that's not really going to happen for a number of reasons, not least of which is because he seems to be the concern is at least real. So pretty much the paths forward would be a veto override, which some Republicans have said they're interested in trying, which may be a challenge. It's hard to get legislators to change their votes. Sort of starting over on negotiations for how to pay for this thing.
Is there any thought, Rob, that these things could be reopened by this group of timber professionals without something like this state loan?
Yes, there is. It's like hard. It's like very uncertain, right? Because, you know, the Verso needs to agree to sell this facility, or the Park Falls facility, which is in receivership, it would need to be approved there as well. So it's not like a sure thing, even if they had these loans, and it's not certainly sunk if they don't have the loans. There are the cooperative has a number of other funding sources, private funding sources, other opportunities for loans. There are still ways that it can move forward, but I think everyone thinks that this chunk of state money is pretty important to make it move forward. And I think everyone is a little nervous about losing the opportunity if negotiations take too long.
Rob, thanks a lot for joining us again.
All right. Thank you.
Rob Mentzer is WPR's Rural Communities reporter based in Wausau. He talked with us about the governor's veto of a bill that would have funded the purchase of two paper mills in Wisconsin Rapids and Park Falls. In just a minute, we'll talk to one of the authors of that bill, and you can join in if you'd like at 800-642-1234. If you live in central Wisconsin or by Park Falls near one of these mills, what do you think of this idea? How important is it to your community to see them reopen? More generally, do you think the state should get involved in providing things like loans or subsidies to help reopen businesses that may be the heart of the community that they work in? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation now about a bill in the state legislature that would have helped finance the purchase of two closed paper mills, one in Park Falls, one in Wisconsin Rapids. Governor Evers vetoed that bill last week with questions over the funding source. One of the authors of the legislation joins us now. Scott Krug is a Republican representing the state's 72nd Assembly District that includes Wisconsin Rapids and Nakusa. Representative Krug, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. It's a pretty nice day outside today, so I'll stand outside and talk on the phone for a while. It's all good.
Great. I'm looking forward to getting outside myself, too. Well, before we get to the bill, can you talk about, especially the mill in your community, in your district there, how important is that as part of the jobs picture in your area?
I mean, it's heart and soul. I mean, this was number one employer up until June of last year. It's been the number one employer for close to a century. I mean, so this means just about everything to Wisconsin Rapids to get this facility up and going again. I mean, in its heyday, we had up to 6,000 people working in that mill throughout those heyday years. And at the time of the closure, fully operational, we were still at 1,000 jobs. So that's a pretty big impact to Wisconsin Rapids.
So can you talk about the bill that you and some of your colleagues put together? Tell us how it would have worked.
Yeah, so we came up with about a three-way split on the financing for the purchase from the Consolidated Cooperative, who had formed and was kind of an offshoot of our work with the Rapids Together Task Force. So we had gone back and forth for months and months to try to figure out a price tag on what this mill purchase may eventually be. So we kind of honed in on that number and said, okay, co-op, if you can raise a certain amount of money, prove that to the WDC and to the BCPL, the Board of Commissioners of Public Land, we would be willing to help you get a pass-through loan from the Board of Commissioners of Public Land for up to $50 million. And then we would do a WDC loan as well for another $50 million. So we were kind of thinking that price tag was kind of in that $130 to $150 million price range, and that this bill would take some of those federal Rescue Plan Act dollars and put it towards this purchase and revive both of these paper mills. It originally started with Rapids, and we added Park Falls in later as well.
Governor Evers vetoed this, saying it's not clear that we can legally do this with that federal money. What's your reaction to the veto itself and that justification for it?
Well, you know, we were pretty surprised, kind of caught off guard about the veto, because, I mean, there's never going to be a situation where the federal government comes through and says precisely, if you have a paper mill in central Wisconsin that closed because of COVID, needs to reopen, you can use this money for that. I mean, it's not shown in any of the guidance or the frequently asked questions or the interim rules from ARPA or anything that you cannot use these dollars. So our plan was to utilize this money, knowing full well that the federal government has been using a lot of different projects and creativity to get these dollars into communities across the country. So I still don't know exactly where they're getting the indication that it can't be used, because nobody's shown us that still to this day.
You want to make this happen. Some of your Democratic colleagues in the legislature want to make this happen. Governor Evers seems to be open to the idea of providing a loan. He had wanted to fund it through expansion of federal Medicaid money, using some of the money saved from that to do it. Do you think that you can agree with the governor on somewhere for this money to come from?
I think so. I don't think this will be a straight GPR spend like he was asking us, but I know that there's other funding sources available. We're still really intent on, you know, fully implementing what the ARPA can do for our communities across the country. So I still think that's an option if we can get those final rules done. Because right now, Congress has put out this timeline for Treasury to have a rulemaking process, which they're about halfway through. The rulemaking process is still open, that anybody can weigh into Treasury as they're creating these rules to make it more specific. To make it usable in their mind, in the governor's mind. So we've actually put together a letter to ask our Congress representatives and the House and the Senate to weigh in with Treasury and help us, you know, clarify those rules just so there's no more confusion. On the backside of that, if for some reason Treasury came out and said absolutely no, then yes, we've got to figure out a way. So even as late as yesterday, after the veto happened, another company had announced its intent to purchase the entirety of Verso in a takeover bid. So now we've got this company, Atlas, who watched the veto happen, saw their opportunity, and came in and said, fine, we'll just do this on our own. So now we've got competing interests and, you know, trying to see what lies ahead for the co-op if Atlas is going to be the one jumping in now.
Talking to Scott Krug, Republican from the state's 72nd Assembly District, Wisconsin Rapids area, looking at legislation he sponsored that would have provided a loan to help purchase a paper mill in Wisconsin Rapids, also one in Park Falls, vetoed by the governor over a dispute about where the money should come from. Representative Krug, there have been, I guess, philosophical arguments over the years saying the government shouldn't be leaning into the market in this way to pick an industry that we want to reopen, as sad as that may be for a community. What would you say to someone who objected on, I guess, those philosophical grounds?
Well, and that's kind of the other point we brought up to the governor's office, is that typically my caucus would be the ones raising that objection. So to get this bill through the legislature with bipartisan support was another selling point for us to say, hey, you know, governor, this is so important to people that they're kind of willing to set aside this previously held belief that we shouldn't be getting involved in this at all. And actually to get close to 67 votes in the state assembly was something that was pretty exciting. So that was the other thing that was a little confusing to us, is to have that widespread support, even from those who have that theory, made more sense to why this should have been signed into law.
Can you talk about why you like this idea of this cooperative, in effect, of timber professionals here in Wisconsin getting involved in this, as opposed to what I typically think more of that, you know, big conglomerate buys a slightly smaller conglomerate that happens to own that factory?
That's kind of where we're at right now, right? Is we always, this co-op has been the number one idea that has come up. And I think they're most important to the state of Wisconsin because we have a deep root with Wisconsin-based cooperative networks, whether it's credit unions or whether it's electrical co-ops. That model has shown to work in Wisconsin for so many things. And it was very unique to this industry for the first time ever to have this type of project come up where you've got Wisconsin based individuals from logging and timber and all the side professions getting together to say, we want a place to take our product. We know this market. We know these mills. We know we can make this profitable. I think that's probably the best solution for long-term stability for Wisconsin Rapids and other paper mills, is to have this type of situation set up for us like these guys are ready to go.
So we've got the veto. We're back to the drawing board. In effect, what do you see as a timeline now as you try to, I guess, scramble to figure out how to come to an agreement between you all and the legislature and the governor?
That's the worst part about it, is that our legislative calendar doesn't allow us to take up new bills until the fall. I mean, we had a set calendar going in that said, you know, once state budget's done, the legislature comes back in September. So, I mean, I know we'll end up with a bill at some point in September. If we get to that point, if Verso doesn't sell to somebody else before then, I know we'll have a bill, but it just delays us by a few months. And that's the most frustrating part about the veto, is that a ready-made solution was presented from homegrown individuals in our state that just didn't get across the finish line because of a signature. So, I mean, it's tough. I mean, you know, we've got to wait a few months now.
I know communications have not always flowed freely between Republicans in the legislature and the Democratic governor, apart from pointing fingers either way. I mean, are your people talking to his people?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even as the day we voted on the bill, we were in communications with his staff to try to figure out if we could make some amendments work. And, you know, the governor and I had spoke with Senator Teston 3 times throughout the last year. And, you know, the governor pledged to us, you know, whatever you guys come up with, I'll support. So we didn't really think we had to worry much about the governor's office. I mean, I give him credit. He's been engaged. He's had WEDC engaged and part of our task force. We've had DWD with us, making sure that we could make sure unemployment benefits were not delayed because of the bottlenecks we were having last year. And I think everything had run smoothly up until that last day. And I think we had a really good model moving forward for legislative actions. We had a lot of folks coming out of their silos working together until the veto happened.
Representative Krug, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Anytime. Take care.
That's Scott Krug, Republican from Wisconsin's 72nd Assembly District. He joined us to talk about a bill he co-authored that would have helped fund the purchase of 2 paper mills in central Wisconsin. The bill got a veto from Governor Evers last week. Evers says he's open to other sources of funding for the loans to the Timber Professionals Association.